6. Before we do that, Ben is representing the planning department tonight, and Ben, if you could just verify that we are in compliance with open meetings laws and we've published as needed to have an official meeting tonight.
I can do that, Chairman Gieske.
Okay. Thank you, April.
We published in the Kenosha News April 29th and May 4th, and that's in compliance with the Class 2 notification.
Okay, great. Thank you. So my name is Daniel Gieske. I serve as the chair of this committee. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the 6 o'clock portion, this is our first fully in-person meeting in over a year, and the first time that this particular committee with these supervisors and committee members has met in person ever all together. So we're excited to be back together again, excited to be moving forward and helping the county to move forward. And so just wanted to welcome each of you tonight. Okay, that being said, we will jump right in with agenda item number 6. And Ben, if you would read that into the record officially and then share any information that you need to. Thank you.
Item number 6 reads as follows. Daniel J. and Karen U. Helbling, 1051 North Beaumont Ave., Kansasville, Wisconsin 53182, owner, requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from industrial to industrial and commercial on tax parcel number 45-4-221-052-0227. Planning and development staff did receive town meeting minutes from the town of Paris, in which there was a recommendation for approval.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ben. Is there a representative from the Hebling family here tonight? Okay, great. April, which microphone would be best?
To the left.
Okay. If you would please feel free to come up and sit at the table here, and once you get situated, you'll push the button on the right, and then it should light up there. And if you could speak directly into the mic, just for the record, if you'd let us know your name and your address, please. Thank you.
Dan J. Helbling, 1051 North Beaumont, Kansasville.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for being here with us tonight. If you would just explain what it is that your application is for, what it is that you're looking to do with this property, just so that the committee as a whole understands what's before us tonight, and they may have some feedback or questions for you.
Basically, we're wanting to rezone because of the type of business that we want to put in, and the rezoning makes that happen. So we're compliant. We're working on putting in a event hall, markets, weddings, banquets, birthdays, as such type. We have a capacity set at 300 according to the county and town per specs that they want. Lots will be paved. In fact, one's paved now, the other one's getting done Friday. And the front will be in the fall. And we'll striped and taken care of the striping that's needed for all purposes that you're looking for.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Committee members, do you have any questions for Mr. Helbling? Any questions at all? Yes, Supervisor Maurer.
Is this incorporating the building that's already there as well?
Right, the south building of the three or four buildings that are there.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions or feedback from the committee? Yes, Supervisor Beth.
for these events, will there be food preparation inside the building? Is there a kitchen?
No, it's all catered in, and everything's taken back out. No facilities for just for prep. And anything that has to be washed is removed by the caterer.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions at all for the petitioner? Okay. Nice shot.
I never locked it before, and now I'm starting to do that.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, technology sometimes has a mind of its own. So, all right. That being said, is there anybody, if there's no further questions from the committee members, then I'll ask if there's anybody here from the public that would like to speak in favor of agenda item number 6? Anybody here from the public that would like to speak in favor of agenda item number 6? All right, hearing none. Is there anybody that would like to speak in opposition? Anybody here tonight that would like to speak in opposition to agenda item 6? All right, seeing none. Ben, you already mentioned that the town of Paris did approve and recommend this. Do you have any other feedback along those lines from the town of Paris for the committee tonight?
No, their minutes document was a straight vote. There were no recommendations or conditions.
Okay, great. And yeah, we wouldn't have any emailed feedback at this point, right? Since we're back to in person now, right? So nobody has emailed from the public. Okay. All right. That being said, committee members, any further questions? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt agenda item number 6.
I move to adopt.
I second.
All right, motion's been made by Supervisor Maurer, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. This will require a voice vote. So we'll just go right down the line, starting with Supervisor Rodriguez.
Aye.
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 Okay, it is unanimous. Agenda item number 6 passes. Okay, now number 7 is the next one before us. It's the same piece of property, same petitioners. But Ben, if you have any additional feedback on this particular item that the committee needs to hear, please feel free to share that.
No, this item also passed with a straight vote from the town of Paris. It's correspondent to the item we just acted on. Regarding the comprehensive plan amendment. So with that now having been approved, that opens the door to rezone the property accordingly.
Okay, great. Committee members, any further questions for the petitioner or Mr. Helbling, do you have anything else you'd like to share with the committee at all? No, okay,
nope.
Okay, all right, seeing no further questions, then I just have to ask again, is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of agenda item number 7? Anybody here that would like to speak in favor of agenda item 7? All right, seeing none. Anybody here that would like to speak in opposition? Anybody that would like to speak in opposition to agenda item 7? All right, seeing none. Ben, you've already mentioned that the town of Paris has acted upon this unanimously. Supervisors, if you have no additional questions or feedback, I'd entertain a motion that we adopt agenda item 7. Moved by Supervisor Beth, seconded by Gashke. I'll second that. This just is a simple voice vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, the motion carries. Agenda item number 7 passes unanimously as well. Thank you, Mr. Helbing. Appreciate you being here tonight. And I appreciate, I wish you well as you continue to move forward with this exciting development. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so committee, I failed to mention at the beginning of this meeting, but agenda items 8 and 9, we will not be taking any action on tonight. I'll I'll entertain a motion that we table these simply because the Lorigan Trust property did not come before the town of Paris, and so therefore we have nothing to act upon. Also, agenda item 10 tonight, we tabled at a previous meeting, anticipating that it may come back before us tonight, but it still has not been acted upon by the town of Brighton. So that being said, I'll entertain a motion for agenda items 8, 9, and 10. We can just bundle those together. 8 and 9, we'll bundle those together, that we table them, and we'll anticipate addressing them next month if they're acted upon by the town of Paris. So is there a motion to table 8 and 9?
Move to table them.
Moved by Supervisor...
Second.
Nudo, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. We'll just do a simple voice vote. All in favor, please say aye.
I think for the record, Mr. Chair, we have to have a table date to bring them back.
Okay, then... I don't recall doing that last other times we've tabled before. That being said, I'd be happy to the 9th of...
We never table to a certain date. We just table it, and it comes up when it comes up after the town hears it. You want to explain that?
Yeah, we don't table things to a certain date. We just leave it as a tabled item on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was my understanding. Are you... comfortable with that?
No, I'd like to take it from that. I think that's following Robert's rules. I don't think Robert's rules allows for an indefinite table.
Okay, well, we can do that.
What are you asking? You want to table it till when?
The 9th of June. The next meeting would be the 9th of June.
Again, like the DeBell Dairy property, which we tabled a month or so ago, it was just tabled indefinitely. I believe that has typically been the practice of this committee, to table indefinitely. I certainly would welcome the feedback from April or Ben on that.
Well, you can table it till June 9th. That's the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that wouldn't cause an issue, and then at that point, if we need to table it again, we could.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Committee members, if you're comfortable with that, we'll accept that as a friendly amendment. Supervisor Nudo, you made the motion. Are you comfortable adding June 9th on there? All right. And Supervisor Maurer? Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. That passes. Those items are tabled till the 9th. As I said, agenda item 10, we have no action to take on that. It is on the table, and we have no need to take it off the table. So that leads us to... Number 10 is on the table, correct. We tabled it a month ago, and it's still on the table. We have no reason to take it up tonight. Yeah. So that leads us to agenda item 11, the appointments. 11 and 12 are both... reappointments. Ben, if you would officially read these into the record, and then we as a committee can discuss and take action on those.
Number 11, review and possible approval, reappointment of David N. DeVito to the Kenosha County Zoning Board of Adjustments. Number 12 is review and possible approval, reappointment of Lieutenant Horace Staples to the Kenosha County Land Information Council.
Okay, great. Thank you. So agenda item number 11, is there any discussion or feedback? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we approve the reappointment. Again, Mr. DeVito has served in this role and would like to continue serving. His attendance has been 20 out of 22 over the past 22 meetings over the past several years. He's served well in this role. Any discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve agenda items 11 and 12.
Okay. Well, Supervisor Nudo?
Who is making the reappointment?
Yeah,
For both of them, 11 and 12.
Yeah, so if you click through on the agenda, on tonight's agenda, which takes you to this, it says that it's being appointed by the county executive.
Both of them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez and Maurer. We'll just do a simple voice vote. All in favor? Okay, we'll do a roll call. It's been requested. We'll just go right down the line. Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
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 Okay. One nay, four in favor. The appointment carries. That leads us to agenda item 12. Excuse me?
That was just approved. The motion was approval of 11 and 12.
11 and 12. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that, but thank you. Okay, so that is for both. And just to clarify, Supervisor Nudo, you are voting no on both of those.
Yes, as I stated in the past,
yes.
Any appointments or reappointments by the county executive,
yes.
I'm going to vote against it. So, yes,
okay.
It's no.
Okay. That leads us then to the approval of the minutes from April 14th, our last month's meeting, April 14th. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Supervisor Maurer, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any discussion on the April 14th minutes? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, that leads us to number 14. Are there any citizen comments tonight? Anybody that would like to speak publicly before our committee? Any citizens' comments tonight? Okay, seeing none. Then that leads us to 15. Any additional business as allowed by law? Typically, Andy will let us know of any upcoming things that are coming before our committee. Ben, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us about upcoming meetings?
We have no new applications for the June PDEC committee meeting.
Okay, so it's possible that we may not have any actionable items next month?
Well, we'll have the tabled items on the agenda.
Assuming they're acted upon by the towns.
Correct,
okay.
If they're through the town, yep.
Okay. And then, as I did mention earlier, next month's meeting, we are planning to have back at the county building, so just be aware of that. I have a log jam of a few items I need to sign here and then pass them down the line, so Supervisors Beth and Nudo, please make sure you don't leave till you sign these. Any other items as allowed by law? Okay, seeing none, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn, Supervisor Beth, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right, we are adjourned.